Governor Bill Walker announced the amount of this year's permanent fund dividend in a pre-recorded video this morning.
There you go, $1,022. So I'm glad that given our loss of 80% of our revenue, we are able to have a dividend over $1,000.
This year's dividend announcement was a little different than usual because for the first time ever, it was cut. Walker vetoed half the money for dividends earlier this year in response to the state's $4 billion deficit. We sent Rasha McChesney of Alaska's Energy Desk to find out how people feel about this year's smaller checks and to ask, where did the rest of the money go?
If you've been anywhere near social media this week, you've probably noticed it's time to find out how much the permanent fund dividend checks are going to be this year, which means it's time for the annual guessing game.
Do you know how much the PFD is this year?
What it should be tomorrow should be about $1,500.
My guess is maybe about $1,200.
I know it's not what it should be.
That's right. This year is a little bit different because this year we already know what it's going to be. Back in July, Governor Bill Walker vetoed about half the money set aside for the PFD, arguing that the state can't afford it. His veto capped the dividend at about $1,000. Without the veto, there would have been about $1.4 billion available for dividends.
That number would equal a little bit over $2,000 per Alaskan.
That's Tax Division Director Ken Alper. He and Walker argue that with the current budget crunch, the state couldn't afford that amount. As oil prices have crashed over the last 2 years, the state has covered billions in budget deficits by drawing from its savings account. If lawmakers continue on their current path, they'll burn through the state's primary savings account in about 2 years. Then they'll have to use the account the dividends come out of. Right now, that account has about $7 billion in it. At current spending levels, it will be drained in a few years as well. Then there wouldn't be money for the budget or dividends.
That could go away in another couple of years. And when the governor talks about in 2020, the dividend would go away unless there's a fiscal plan, that's just not an idle threat. It's a mathematical fact.
Alper and Walker want lawmakers to restructure the permanent fund and pass a combination of taxes and spending cuts to balance the budget. And in the meantime, they say we shouldn't spend the nearly $700 million it would have taken to give everyone in the state $2,000 checks this year. For now, that money is just staying in the account.
It's not going anywhere. It remains in the earnings reserve. It continues to be invested, and it's going to be producing income for future generations.
A lot of people aren't happy with the idea that Walker is messing with the permanent fund. One lawmaker sued. For a lot of Alaskans, that fund is inviolate. Anchorage resident Daryl Shaw was born in Alaska. His daughter was born just in time for the first dividend check in 1982. And he says when the fund was started, it was supposed to be untouchable.
I'm not, the sharpest tool in the shed, and I'm not a politician, but I'm an Alaskan. And I just don't think it's right for Governor Walker to actually reach into that fund and be able to even touch it in any way, shape, or form.
But the amount of this year's dividend in and of itself isn't uncommon. In fact, if you take an average over the last 33 years that Alaskans have gotten dividend checks, it's just under $1,100. We talked to Alaskans in Anchorage, Juneau, and Unalaska, and a surprising number said that $1,000 is good enough for them.
That's fine. It's better than taxing me.
If you're on a fixed income, it makes a difference. Yeah, you count on it. You do. But I guess I'm thinking that $1,000 is a pretty fair cap.
Well, I always joke that people call it the permanent dividend fund, thinking that the dividends are what's permanent. The dividends are not permanent. They're very temporary. They're a way of getting the public to support the necessity of saving money for the future. But the future's here.
And one way or another, the future means smaller dividends. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Anchorage, I'm Rasha McChesney.